Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning, January the 18th. And it's time to vote for president, at least in our once-in-a-while presidential straw poll. If the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote? In any party or any independent hopeful or even anyone you would write in. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. We'll give you 30 seconds to state your preference, the candidate that you favor, at least today. And 30 seconds to tell us why, and then we'll move on. So we look forward to your call. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We use the news of Illinois Senator Barack Obama announcing on his website this week that he has formed an exploratory committee for a bid to win the Democratic nomination for president.
For the next several weeks, I'm going to talk with people from around the country, listening and learning more about the challenges we face as a nation, the opportunities that lie before us, and the role that a presidential campaign might play in bringing our country together. And on February 10th, at the end of these discussions, and in my home state of Illinois, I'll share my plans with my friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans.
Senator Hillary Clinton, expected but not yet officially announced candidate, said she welcomed the news of Obama's probable candidacy, saying that it would be terrific if because there will be a vigorous campaign or campaigns for both parties' nominations. We also saw others joining the fray in the last week or the last couple of weeks. Yesterday or the day before, Arizona's Tom Tancredo joined, Connecticut's Christopher Dodd. We already know that Tommy Thompson has formed some sort of exploratory committee. There's obviously Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani and John McCain, of course, on the Democratic side. John Edwards has officially announced, and many others certainly possible there. Joe Biden, Wes Clark, Hillary Clinton, Chris Dodd, John Edwards, Al Gore, John Kerry, Dennis Kucinich, Barack Obama, Bill Richardson, Al Sharpton, Tom Vilsack. On the Republican side, hopefuls or potential hopefuls, John Brownback, John Cox, Jim Gilmore, Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, Chuck Hagel, Mike Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, John McCain, George Pataki, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Tom Tancredo, Tommy Thompson. If the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234. And here we go to the phones. Again, 30 seconds to state your preference and why. Linda in Monroe is first. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. I vote for Senator Hillary Clinton. She's been a good senator, and her husband balanced the budget when he was president to the point where when the Republicans took over, they said he had surpluses as far as the eye can see. And on top of that, he kept us out of any major wars, which the Republicans seem to have a problem with. And I think it's time for a woman president.
Thank you very much, Linda. Appreciate it. Nancy in Evansville is next. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. Good morning. I would vote for Barack Obama. I think it's time for change, and I appreciate how he has been steadfastly against the war in Iraq.
Thank you very much, Nancy. So one for Hillary, one for Barack. Eugene in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I would vote for Ron Paul. He's a straight constitutionalist who's for reducing the size of our government, unlike the socialism that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and most of the Democrats and Republicans are committed to. You know, they're committed to furthering the size of the government. He's against the war. He voted against the Patriot Act. And I think he would be good for returning our government back to the Constitution where it belongs.
Thank you very much, Eugene. Well, we're getting lots of different people here. Peg in Middleton, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Mm-hmm. I would vote for John Edwards, and mainly because he just really spoke to me when he and John Kerry were running in 2004.
Thank you very much, Peg. 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890 if you're in Madison. Wade in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would vote for Colin Powell, and the reason for that is he's a very intelligent person, level-headed, and well-respected by the international communities.
Thank you very much, Wade. Well, have you down. Add him to the list. Whoever would get your vote today and why. Barry in Oshkosh. Barry, I think this is a joke, right?
No, actually, it's kind of a, well, it's serious enough. Joy Cardine and with Ben Marins for a vice.
Well, Ben is a vice, let me tell you. No, thank you very much, Barry. That's very kind. He's going to write us in. Joy and Ben. Ben, by the way, did talk just yesterday, I think, didn't he, with Mike Huckabee? And I know that coming up later this morning, Kathleen Dunn will be talking to a guest political science professor about Barack Obama's announcement and whether or not Hillary Clinton's going to jump into the fray sooner rather than later. So they'll be focusing in on the two Democratic front runners, at least conventional wisdom has them as the front runners right now, coming up after 9 o'clock. And we are putting in calls to all of the presidential hopefuls to try to get them to talk to you here on the Ideas Network. Barry, thank you very much for your vote. I'm really not going to officially tally that, though. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It's time for another presidential straw poll here on the Ideas Network. Call us with who would get your vote if the presidential election were held today and why. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 18 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we are holding a presidential straw poll during the hour. 30 seconds for you to say who you would vote for president if the election were to be held today, and why. Vera in Twin Lakes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd vote for Al Gore because I think the biggest problem we have is global warming, and the second biggest is war. And so if I were a Republican, I'd vote for Chuck Hagel.
Thank you very much. I'm going to put your vote down for Al Gore. You know what? I'll throw in Chuck Hagel, too. You can say, maybe you can say, if you're voting as a Republican and voting as a Democrat, I'll take that, too. Aaron in Egg Harbor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to write myself in, Aaron Joel Moriarty.
How come?
Well, I'm old enough, and if Bushy can do it, anybody can do it. And I would get us out of the war in Iraq right away. Universal health care for everybody. Dismantle most of our nukes. Alternative energy would have a huge, huge push with me. I would open the UFO files and the Kennedy files and raise taxes on the rich and give it to the poor.
Thank you, Aaron. That's your 30 seconds. We'll put that down. Aaron in Egg Harbor. Thank you very much. Ken in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Typically, I vote Republican, and I would vote Republican again, probably leaning toward Mitt Romney. The reason for that is I'm one of these believers in divided government. We've seen what the last 6 years has done with a Republican executive and Republican legislative. It's just we've got a bungled war. We've got increasing deficits. We need a Republican in the White House and Democrats in the House and the Senate.
Mitt Romney is who you vote for, though, today.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Micah in Port Washington. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'd vote for like a seventh party candidate. It's called the Constitution Party. And last presidential election, I think it was Mike. His last name started with C, but I forget. I'd vote for pretty much anybody that they put up. Their website's at godfamilyrepublic.org. But if I voted Republican, I'd go for Mike Huckabee.
Okie dokie. We got you down for Mike Huckabee, and it's hard to just put parties down, so give me a candidate if you can, please. Thanks, Micah. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It's presidential straw poll time this hour. Vic in Amherst Junction. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Al Gore is who I vote for. I'm a Democrat, and I think that it's time to pay attention to things that Al has presented. So, and I think he's done that real well in the movie, but we've ignored a lot of the ideas that he's had in the past. I think he would be a good candidate.
Thank you very much, Vic. We have you down. Zach in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
I would vote for John Edwards because his stated priorities are the economic issues which are destroying the middle class at this time, and also because he strikes fear into Republican strategists, unlike either Hillary or Barack, and he is actually electable.
Thank you very much, John Edwards. And Dave and Tomahawk, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I would vote for Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a Republican that is typically not that well liked by the Republican establishment. Ron Paul is anti-war, has been anti-war since the get-go. He's for limited government, low taxation, and individual liberty.
Thank you very much. Chris in Milwaukee, hi.
Good morning. Good
morning.
I would vote for John Edwards because
why?
He has all the right values in all the areas. And I think largely because having endured the death of his own son, he wouldn't put other people's sons and daughters in harm's way without really giving it a lot of thought.
Thank you very much, Chris, for your vote during our straw poll for John Edwards. And I will, by the way, be tallying these as we go along, and we'll post them on our website, on our program notes page at the end of the hour, sometime after the end of the hour. John and Toma, hi, you're on the air.
I'd vote for Ron Paul as well, because one reason, the less government there is, the better. And I think he's someone that could bring that around. Thank you.
Thank you. Another vote for Ron Paul. Laura in Madison, hi.
Hi. I like Bill Richardson, actually. I think he's done a lot for the state of New Mexico, and he's also had a lot of experience on Capitol Hill in Washington. I think his experience as Secretary of Energy, he's also been an ambassador to the United Nations. He continues, even as a governor, to work on foreign policy issues. I think that he has the background and the new ideas that could make him a good president.
Thank you, Laura. And next we go to Lee and Shano.
Yes, good morning, Joey. Good
morning.
Yes, I'm throwing my vote out for Hillary Clinton.
And why?
I share every one of her viewpoints. I think she's a marvelous lady.
Thank you, Lee. Well, look at this. We're getting on a run here. Chris in La Crosse.
Yeah, I'd go for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. The Clintons made a difference when they were in office, and, you know, they continue to make a difference and turn things around for us.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, let me give you a quick update here. We have 3 for Hillary Clinton, 3 for John Edwards, 2 for Al Gore, 1 each for Barack Obama and Bill Richardson. I was just kind of curious to unofficially gauge your interest in Barack Obama in particular, since he announced the other day that he is likely to run for president, announced the formation of an exploratory committee. February 10th, I believe he's going to make the official announcement in Springfield, Illinois. We have on the Republican side, Chuck Hagel with 1 vote, Mike Huckabee with 1, Ron Paul with 3, and Mitt Romney with 1, and somebody called in for Colin Powell as well. Next, we go to Lauren in Delavan. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
I'd like to make a vote for my pet cat, who's a member of the self-cleaning party.
Okay. What's Kitty's name?
Jasper.
Okay.
Because I don't think that anybody of either party has a lick of common sense.
All right, Lauren. No one at all it would get your vote today.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Jasper the house cat. Wanted to get you, because nobody else has any common sense. Eric in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. If I had to vote today, I would definitely vote for Ron Paul for all the reasons that have been mentioned already. I believe that he is more of a Democratic candidate than most of the Republicans out there, so he's not a true right-wing Republican in any sense of the word, other than his economic issues.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, Ron Paul's got a fan base out there this hour anyway. Or those motivated to call in. Do I need to remind you that this is absolutely non-scientific, unofficial? It just reflects those people motivated to call in on this day at this time. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Looking for your vote for president today in our straw poll. If the presidential election were held today, who would you vote for and why? 30 seconds. To make your views known. Becky in Verona, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I vote for Hillary because if she can make her marriage work, I think she can make the country work.
All right, thank you very much, Becky. Cindy in Cadott, hi.
Hi,
Hi, I'd vote for Senator Clinton. I think she's the most intelligent candidate running, and I think that if some we had a woman in office, she would make decisions because it's the right thing to do and not because it benefits her or one of her friends or cronies.
Thank you, Cindy. Jamie in New London is with us now. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. I'm an independent, and if I voted Democratic, I'd vote Barack Obama, and if I voted Republican, I'd vote Mike Huckabee.
All right, well, good. What can you give us? You still have some time. Why those two?
Well, to me, they both seem like they're progressive thinkers in their party's dimension, and they have common sense.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Tim in Oconomowoc is with us now. Hi, Tim.
Good morning. I'd like to cast my vote for Ron Paul, the Republican libertarian who's been in Congress now for some, 15, 17 years. He's the only candidate that's been consistently against the war since before it started. He's also the one who's given some outstanding speeches before Congress. In fact, one of them can be reviewed on his website at www.ronpaul.org, entitled 3,000 American Deaths in Iraq.
All right, thank you very much. We got your 30 seconds in there, Tim, and you got your plug in. And that's okay. We'll allow you to do a little campaigning for the candidate of your choice in your 30 seconds. Jeff in Madison. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. I would, in our little straw poll today, I would vote for Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
I know it seems odd, but Al Gore was on Oprah's show, and she said, Al, are you going to run? He said, no, I think you should run. And I agree. I think she cuts across party lines. I think she's someone everyone can like. I think she has great social issues that she could, really get things done.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, that's right. There was a little draft Oprah movement there for a while, and I think she said that maybe Barack Obama ought to run. And look at that, too. Bruce in Trevor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I vote for Barack Obama.
And why?
Well, he's saying all the right things. He's against that war, and he's not Hillary Clinton.
There we go. Thank you, Bruce. And let's see, we have time for one or two more before our news break. Tom in River Falls, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, my vote's for John Edwards because he's the one that gets it. He's invoking Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, which saved us from the Republican Great Depression. And for all those guys that talk about Ron Paul, less government. Government is we the people. It's us. It's not a them. And less government brought us the Republican Great Depression 60 years ago. So that's why I vote for John Edwards.
Thank you very much, Tom. And Eugene in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I called in once for Ron Paul, but I just got to say, I think this poll is fundamentally flawed because we don't vote for the president. The Electoral College does, and that's what the Constitution says.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Eugene. You guys call in once, okay? Thanks. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? It's wide open. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. By the way, Eugene, you'll be interested in a program that we're working on, I think, for next week, somebody who says that we should change the system in this country and make it the popular vote and not the Electoral College that determines who's president. We'll talk about that next week. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 7:36 now on this Thursday, January the 18th, and we are conducting one of our semi-regular, unofficial, unscientific straw polls. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds for you to stump for your candidate. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Interesting results so far, halfway through our straw poll. Hillary Clinton, 5 votes. John Edwards, 4. Al Gore, 2. Barack Obama, 3. Bill Richardson, 1. On the other side of the ticket, Chuck Hagel, 1. Mike Huckabee, 2. Ron Paul, 5. Mitt Romney, 1. Colin Powell, 1. Then we had a few people, making some jokes here with Aaron in Egg Harbor voting for himself. 1 vote for Oprah. 1 vote for Jasper the House Cat. And then thanks to Chuck and Oshkosh, who nominated me for president and Ben Marins for vice president. And my apologies to Ben for kidding around and saying that Ben would be a vice. It would be an honor. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Mark in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I would vote for Wesley Clark for president. He's an incredibly bright guy. He has served this country for decades as a general. They are an amazing class of people, and they aren't politically strapped. And Barack Obama for vice president, because he would take care of a lot of domestic issues that Clark wouldn't have time for, because Bush has created such a mess across the world otherwise.
Thank you, Mark, for your vote for Wes Clark for president. I'm only tallying the presidential ones, though. So thanks for calling. Gloria in Racine. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I will vote for Hillary Clinton because she is a Scorpio with a moon in Pisces, and that gives her a tremendous amount of wisdom, strength, and a very compassionate heart. So with that combination, we can't go wrong.
All right, for zodiac reasons. Thank you very much, Gloria. Kathy in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I would vote for Dennis Kucinich, and the reason I would vote for Dennis Kucinich is because, unlike what the former caller said, Dennis Kucinich was the first anti-Iraq invasion candidate. In addition to being against the Iraq invasion and occupation, Dennis Kucinich is brilliant. He's courageous about taking on corporate greed.
And we got your 30 seconds in. Thank you very much, Kathy, for your straw poll vote for Dennis Kucinich. Don in New Auburn, hello.
Yeah, I'd say Hillary Clinton, I think, is about the only logical one out of the whole bunch. I think would be the best one we could possibly have.
Thank you very much. Got you down for Hillary. All right. David in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to vote for Jasper the house cat. And I got a hamster that would make a good Secretary of State. I think my neighbor has a rat. He could be the Secretary of the Treasury, and maybe we'd finally get some movement on animal rights.
There we go. You want to give us your gerbil's name or hamster's name?
Oh, his name is Chibbitz.
Say it again.
Chibbitz. C-H-I-B-B-I-T-S. Chibbitz.
Okie doke. Another vote for Jasper the house cat. All right. Anything goes. Jennifer in Lake Mills. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I've got to say that fellow from Egg Harbor nearly changed my mind to vote for him. But I've been wanting to agree with that woman before she even called for Dennis Kucinich. He's working class. He's been opposed to the war since the beginning. But also he thinks in terms of pro-action, like having a Department of Peace to work on things that would keep us from having conflicts. And she's right. He's brilliant, and he's consistent. He has a demonstrable voting record, and he has done a lot for Cleveland.
There we go. Thank you very much. Your 30 seconds is in, and we appreciate your participation. Next, we'll go to Laura in Oshkosh. Hi.
Hello. I would vote for Al Gore. I'm 20 years old, and when I was little, I remember there was snow on the ground every time I walked to school during the winter, and now there's obviously, like, hardly any everywhere in the state of Wisconsin. And that's really unnormal, and I would vote for him because I think he would actually do something about it. And I'd also be interested in seeing what the international world would think who we should have for a leader.
Yeah, thank you very much. That would be interesting. Greg in Mount Horeb. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Very good.
Oh, good. I would go with Edwards, I believe. I like where he is in terms of corporate issues, him being a lawyer, defending people against poorly designed products that have either hurt or maimed or killed. I like that, and I like what the other person said about just where he is in terms of, having a child that died, thinking twice about putting our kids in harm's way.
Thank you very much, Greg. Our next caller is Grace in Rice Lake. Hello.
Hello. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Hillary Clinton, just simply because I'd like to see women in charge for a change. Men have had their chance. Now it's a woman's turn.
Thank you, Grace, for your straw poll vote. And next is Ted in Madison. Hi.
First, I'd like to say Malcolm the house cat is a far superior choice to Jasper.
Okay.
I'm very offended by that, but in a more serious note, Dennis Kucinich has proven that he has the courage to stand up to corporate interests when he was a mayor of Cleveland. He stood up to the utility companies at a tremendous political cost, and his stance on the war in Iraq has again showed his courage. And he is a very intelligent, fearless individual. He'd be a great president, and he's certainly electable if enough people vote to elect him.
Thank you very much, Ted. We'll put you down for Kucinich and not your kitty. Marie in Milwaukee, hello.
Yes, hello. I definitely vote for Bill Richardson. He has been a great governor. He's balanced the budget in his state. He doesn't come with any baggage, any political corruption, anything like that. Thank you.
Thank you. What about you? If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds to tell us. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Holding a straw poll, our every once in a while straw polls for president. Bill in Deerfield. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. One of the major reason for people going into bankruptcy is illness in the family or divorce. And Barack Obama, without comment, voted to pass that horrible, horrible bankruptcy bill. So I will not be voting for Barack Obama. I'll be voting for Dennis Kucinich.
Thank you very much. And Joe in Fond du Lac is next. Hello, Joe.
We have to have Charlie Sykes as president and Mark Belling as vice president because those two have the answers to absolutely everything.
Okie doke. We'll just put the presidential choice down, though. Charlie Sykes. I said anything goes. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And Mary in Baraboo is with us now. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. I would vote for Barack Obama because he's against the war. I think he has a lot of common sense, and he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Thank you, Mary. Let's check the weather and check our tally so far and then take more of your calls. So here we go with only about 15 more minutes to go in the hour and 15 more minutes for your vote for president during our straw poll at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. On the Republican side of the ticket, we have one vote for Chuck Hagel, two for Mike Huckabee, five for Ron Paul, one for Mitt Romney. Colin Powell, one vote. I don't know if I should put Charlie Sykes in this column or not, but he got one vote. And on the Democratic side, Wes Clark, one. Hillary Clinton, eight votes. John Edwards, five. Al Gore, three. Dennis Kucinich, four. Barack Obama, four. Bill Richardson, two. And then we had some more jokey write-ins. Jasper the house cat got another vote, so now Jasper has two. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And don't forget about Aaron in Egg Harbor and Oprah. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, about 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, holding a presidential straw poll this hour. If the presidential election were today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Mark in Evansville. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would actually vote, if U.S. law would allow it, as Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a Republican like myself who actually believes environmental issues are important, and I think he's more the actual old-style conservative, not none of this new stuff that Mr. Bush seems to be like some days.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We'll put your vote down for Arnold. Kimberly in Evansville. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Good.
I would vote for Al Gore because he's the smartest candidate out there, and he's been right about everything.
Okay, thanks very much. Al's on a roll. Bob in Waukesha, hi.
Hello. I would definitely vote for Al Gore for all of the same reasons that were mentioned above. I'm an ex-New York resident, and one of the reasons I left the state was when Hillary Clinton, our new senator, went on television and radio right after 9/11 and pointed out that the Indian Point nuclear power plant should have been their target, which, of course, Westchester County started handing out anti-radiation pills. That's when I left New York. So I believe that Al Gore has our environment at heart and the people of the country at heart, and he certainly deserves another chance to prove that he was the right candidate since that last election.
Thank you very much. Your 30 seconds expired, And I gave you a couple extra to finish your sentence. 30 seconds for you to tell us who gets your vote for president if the election were to be held today and why. Wanda in Dubuque. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I would vote for Hillary Clinton for all the reasons that everybody else has mentioned her name before. I can't wait till she runs.
Thank you very much, Wanda. And Jesse in La Crosse is next. Hi, Jesse.
I would vote for anybody in the write-in candidacy up to and including Jasper the House Cat because I've never found anybody on a ballot that I feel I can give my vote to.
Really? Not all these names we're talking about, nobody appeals to you.
No, I mean, anybody with any political experience seems to just become instantly politicized and seems to lose all common sense. I'll vote for other offices, but the office of president has never appealed to me, and so, you know, if Jasper's running, I'll have to write him in.
All right, I have now the third vote for Jasper. Lauren will be proud. I think it was Lauren and Delavan. Wasn't he the nominator? I think so. Jack in Eagle River. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I voted for Wesley Clark. I think he got off to a bad start by not going into Iowa last time. And I know he's a long shot, but he's a solid guy, and his background is impressive, and he even looks like a president.
Thank you very much. Wes Clark gets a vote from Jack. Michael in Sparta. Hi.
Hi, I'd vote for Newt Gingrich, and the reason that I would do that is that he seems to have a real grasp of the international implications of the situation we're in.
All right, thank you very much. There's the first vote for Newt. Appreciate your call, Michael. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Your opportunity to stump a little bit for the candidate of your choice or to tell us who you like right now anyway when it comes to president. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm surprised at some of the potentials or already announced candidates that haven't gotten any mention yet this hour. Nobody called in about John McCain. Nobody called in for Tommy Thompson. Nobody called in yet for Joe Biden or Tom Vilsack or John Kerry, for that matter. Chris Dodd, another recently announced candidate. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. No takers yet for Rudy Giuliani either. Next, we go to Dale in Oxford. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning. I like Duncan Hunter.
Oh, there we go. Our first vote for him.
Oh, you have?
Now you are the first voter for him. Okay.
Oh, my. I think he's not puffed up, and he doesn't have any baggage to come bring along with him like Clinton's.
All right. Thanks very much, Duncan Hunter. And Julie in Manitowoc is with us now. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Who gets your vote?
I want to put my vote in for Hillary Clinton.
And why?
Well, I really respect her. I think she's got some great ideas, and it would be exciting to have the first woman president.
Thank you very much. The 10th vote for Hillary Clinton so far this hour. Jeff and Nina, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm voting for Colin Powell.
All right. Why?
He's absolutely trustworthy, and I'd follow him to the gates of hell.
All right. There's the second vote for Colin Powell. And, here's one that we haven't heard yet this hour either. Nikki in Madison, hi.
Hi. I would vote for Russ Feingold.
Yeah, and you're sad he's not going to run.
I'm very sad he's not going to run, but that might actually be why I'm voting for him.
All right. Thank you. And why you want him to run, or why do you want him to vote for him?
Well, he says what he thinks. He stands up for what he believes in. He doesn't get pushed around. He reads everything they put in front of him. I think he's great.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Got you down. All right. Bruce and Baraboo, a parrot head, I think.
Good morning. Yes. Jimmy Buffett is known and loved throughout the planet.
And so that's why you would vote for him?
Yes.
All right. There we go. Jimmy Buffett gets a vote. Bernie in Elkhorn. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'll vote for Dennis Kucinich in the primary, despite disagreeing with him on illegal immigration, because unlike Barack Obama and Hillary and Wesley Clark, he is anti-war. Barack and Hillary both vote to fund the war.
Thank you very much for the vote for Kucinich. And Dan in Jefferson. Hi.
Yeah, Barack Obama, because then it'll show, like, the world that
us, the majority of white, can accept a different race, and that we are not a racial state anymore, racist state or country anymore, and that us will still even have a black president versus, you know, being white for this entire time. So it's time for a change, and that's what it'll show.
Thank you very much, Dan. There's the fifth vote for Barack Obama. One of the reasons we decided to do one of our every once in a while straw polls this week is that Barack Obama announced, after months of speculation, that yes, indeed, he has formed an exploratory committee. He'll make an official announcement, I think, on February 10th. Looks like he's running for president. Darwin in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, now that Jasper the Cat has announced, I'm tempted, I got to tell you. But actually, seriously, John Stewart, he's the only person that's been telling us the truth for the last few years around here.
All right, seriously, John Stewart. One vote for John Stewart. Thanks for the vote. Brad in Madison, hi.
Hi, I would vote for Barack Obama. He's the first candidate that I have ever seen at a Democratic convention that I actually sat and really listened to what he said and got goosebumps. So I'd vote for him.
Thank you very much, Brad. What about you? Five more minutes or so to go for you to get your vote in for the candidate you like for president. Apparently a number of you aren't real wild about all of the announced or soon-to-be-announced candidates. Since we're getting a number of write-ins, Jasper the Cat has three votes right now. John Stewart won, Jimmy Buffett won, Oprah won, Aaron in Egg Harbor nominates himself, Arnold won. I guess that's not really a joke. Some people like Arnold, but he can't run. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. And we'll go next to Dennis in Sister Bay. Hello.
Hi. Through Antonio Gonzalez, the Attorney General, I would ask him, or he would repeal the term limit law, allowing our esteemed president to run again. I'd vote for him because, well, my mother always said, if you make a mess before you go outside, you better clean up your own mess.
Okie doke. What about Jeb?
Oh, no. No. Got to be the bolder brother.
All right. George W. Bush gets a vote. Because Dennis thinks he should clean up his mess. George in Oak Creek, hello.
Hi, Joe Biden. The reason being that unlike someone like Barack Obama, Joe Biden has been around a long time. I've seen him on many, many talk shows, panel shows, on television in the morning. And he has it. He knows what he's doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our first vote so far for Joe Biden. Susan in Coon Valley, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like Hillary Rodham Clinton and hopefully Barack Obama would be her running mate in preparation for the 2012 election.
Thank you very much. And we will next go to Alicia, is it, in Sturgeon Bay? Alicia?
I would like to vote for Aaron Moriarty.
And why?
Because he's totally against the war, and yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much. a young voter, thank you very much for calling. Let's see, a couple more minutes, room for a couple more, at least a couple more. Rod in Menominee, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Barack Obama.
And why?
Because it's not because he's of race, it's not because of gender, it's because he's the first person I've seen that would really unite the people, no matter what race, gender, or age that there is.
Thank you for the vote, for the call. Richard in Menominee Falls, hello.
Hi there. I would vote for Wesley Clark. I believe that he's a great general, and I believe that, like Eisenhower, we could have a great general leading our country, unlike Colin Powell, who stood up and lied in front of the people so that he could, be a Bush supporter. So Colin Powell has no honor. Wesley Clark has honor.
All right, thank you. Well, Fernando in Milwaukee, hello.
Good morning. Nobody ever told me what party affiliation Jasper is, but if he's a Green, he's got my vote.
Okay, I don't know what he is either, but I have him down as an independent, so it could go either way. Thank you, Fernando. Larry in Madison, hi.
Hi. I'm liberal domestically, very strongly so, but I'm very hawkish internationally. I'd like Joe Lieberman because he works both sides of the aisle effectively, politically, and he is hawkish internationally and domestic liberally.
Thank you. And I'm going to get one more in. John in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi. Rudy Giuliani.
And quickly, why?
He is the best leader of the bunch of pretenders. Everybody else is pretends to be a leader. Giuliani actually is one.
Thank you, John. Okay, thanks to all of you for calling in your votes. We'll do these a straw poll like this again sometime. We'll do them every once in a while. I won't be able to tell you all of the votes for all of the candidates. We will post them on our website, wpr.org. I will tell you that the front runner on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, got 11 votes during this straw poll. She was the front runner on the Democratic side. And Ron Paul, I have him on the Republican side with 5. This is the Ideas Network.